We're back with Rob Lanham on KSDP. How's it going, Rob?
All right, Virgil, thanks so much. We're back here at Susitna Valley High School in Talkeetna, Alaska, bringing you the first game of the King Cove basketball doubleheader tonight between the King Cove Rookies and the Susitna Valley Rams. The Rookies holding a commanding 26-0 lead here at halftime. And we got some information during the break that a couple of the leading Sioux Valley players were actually, two of their leading players were suspended for disciplinary reasons prior to the game. And so that explains some of the difficulties that they're having thus far. So the Rookies holding a 26-0 lead, and we're just counting down in the final few seconds to get started here with the second half of play. Again, we're coming to you from the brand new Sioux Valley High School in Talkeetna, Alaska. And I'll try to get situated here where we can get a good view and get the second half play-by-play for you. The bleachers are filling up here as people are getting ready for the end of this game and also the boys' game to follow. 26-0, Rookies lead. Sioux Valley inbounds the ball and brings the pass into the middle. Is knocked loose, recovered by Sioux Valley, tied up by Raylene Kochutin. The possession arrow will point to the Rookies, and they'll have their first possession of the second half. On the floor for the Rookies, we have Courtney Wilson, Shauna Wheeler, Danielle Carlson, Candace Mack, and Raylene Kochutin. Raylene brings the ball across the line. Nice pick by Candace. Gets it down to Courtney. Courtney's shot is up. No good. The rebound is ripped away. Ooh, and ball's loose. Raylene Kochutin hit her hard, hit her head hard on the floor, and she's down on the ground holding the back of her head. Her and another girl were battling for the ball, and she got a good whack there. Coach Connie Newton is out on the floor as her teammates gather around, and Raylene in a lot of pain right now. She got a real good knock there to the back of her head as she wrestled with the Sioux Valley girl for possession, and what happened is both their hands slipped off the ball and they both fell, but Raylene got the worst of it. There's a timeout on the floor here with 7:37 to play in the third quarter. The Rookies holding a 26-0 lead, and they're trying to get some ice out here for Raylene. She remains, she's lying on the floor, and Coach Newton is there with her. We do want to send our thoughts and prayers also to Dakota Walker. Dakota had to have an appendectomy today down in Anchorage, and she's doing well, recovering down there. Coach Newton and last year's girls coach, Rebecca Lindquist, spent time with her, and we're expecting to see Dakota back here shortly to continue traveling with the team, but we do want to remember her as she recovers. Raylene now in a sitting position, and the people here are looking to get some ice out to her. They're on their way to do that. Coach Newton is on her knees talking with Raylene. Courtney, Shauna Wheeler, Shauna Joe, Michaela, and Danielle are all gathered around. And Candace is there. Coach Ralph Lindquist is also out there to check on Raylene. She continues to hold the back of her head. That was right in front of us, had a clear view of it, and she took a hard knock. And thank God for these new floors. That if that happens on one of those old-style cement floors, it can really be a dangerous thing. But it's never good, even on these new courts. So we'll stay with you here. Connie is talking with Raylene, and just taking their time. They're waiting for the authorities here to, or the medical staff to bring out some ice. The King Cove Rookies lead 26-0. 7:37 to play in the third period. Just underway here in the second half. It's always good to be careful with any kind of head injury. If you follow the National Football League, there's been a big emphasis on concussions this year. And they're starting to learn more about that and the long-term implications, especially of repeated concussions. And so now they're taking a lot of steps to monitor players who suffer a concussion. And Raylene being helped to her feet now by her teammates. A big round of applause here from the crowd, almost a packed house here at Sioux Valley High School. She goes off with help from Shauna Wheeler and Candace Mack. She's still holding the back of her head and takes a seat over there on the bench, and we hope Raylene's going to be fine. We'll definitely keep you updated on her status as more information becomes available. Coach Lindquist sits down next to her on the rookie's bench. Coach Newton talking to the referees, trying to get more information. Raylene's a tough girl. She, those of you that know her know that she has one speed, and that's full speed ahead, always gives 100%, and just gives up her body, throws herself around, diving for loose balls, and seen her peel herself off the floor for some pretty tough hits in the past, and this is a pretty good one here tonight. And she's seated over there on the bench next to Coach Lindquist, and she's holding the back of her head with her hand. She leans back and tries to get comfortable, and now we have a lady coming into the gym here with an ice pack, and hopefully they'll have some medical staff to check her out or maybe take her to a local clinic just to be on the safe side. Always a good thing to do in situations like this. So Raylene getting a hand there on the bench from Kelsey Lanham and Coach Lindquist. And we'll resume play now. 7:35 to go in the third quarter. The Rams with the ball. The rookies lead 26-0. And checking into the game with Shauna Calvert to replace Raylene Cochutin. The Rams have the ball at the top of the point, nearly stolen by Shauna Wheeler. She pulls her hands back to keep from drawing a foul, and the Rams have the ball back at the point. Here's a three-pointer launched from deep, and it's no good, and the rebound goes to Courtney Wilson. She's looking for help and gets it to Candace Mack. Candace brings the ball across the timeline, and she's dribbling closely guarded there by Madison Maynard. We do have some names now for the Sioux Valley players. Shauna Calvert drives down the left wing, puts up a shot that rolls around and off. The rebound is on the floor. It's pulled away by the rookie, Shauna Wheeler. Her pass out top to Candace Mack on the right to Danielle Carlson, who drives. Danielle puts up a shot, no good, off the back of the iron. And the rebound is pulled down there by Teslin Matthews for the Rams. She brings the ball up and gets it inside off the hands of Rosemary Nagus. Her pass goes underneath. Oh, and a layup, no good. The rebound being fought for. And the Rams get the ball back. Here's a shot. Air ball, no good. And it's saved there. And another shot from the left wing. The ball is being batted around on the floor. Who has it? And there it's tied up finally with Courtney Wilson and a couple of Rams players. Possession arrow points to the Rams. So they had a good opportunity underneath there to tally their first points of the game, but just a wide-open layup was missed as it rolled off the rim for the Rams. 6:10 to play, third period. King Cove rookies, 26. Susitna Valley Rams, nothing. Kelsey Lanham checks into the game, replacing Shauna Wheeler. As the Rams get the pass in, the shot is no good. And we have a jump ball. The ball apparently went off of two players, and the possession arrow points to the rookies. So they'll bring the ball up now. Candace Mack inbounds to Shauna Calver. She gets it back to Candace, back to Shauna. Back over to Candace outside the foul line, gets it into Courtney. Courtney calls for a reset, gets it to Shauna Calver, to Candace Mack. Her shot is up, no good. And Kelsey Lanham brings it down. And they call a tie up there. And she took the ball away from a defender, and then we have a jump ball. The ball apparently went off of two players, and the possession arrow points to the rookies. So they'll bring the ball up now. Candace Mack inbounds to Shauna Calver. She gets it back to Candace, back to Shauna. Back over to Candace outside the foul line, gets it into Courtney. Courtney calls for a reset, gets it to Shauna Calver, to Candace Mack. Her shot is up, no good. And Kelsey Lanham brings it down, and they call a tie up there. And she took the ball away from a defender, and travel was on. I think it was on the Rams. It was. And the ball will go over to the rookies. And checking in for the rookies is freshman number 5, Shaylin Walker. And Candace Mack gets a breather. Shauna Calver inbounds to Shaylin, who kicks it back to Calver. And Shauna brings it across the timeline. Driving down the right wing. Good pick by Danielle Carlson, a pass into Kelsey Lanham. Her shot is up, but no good, just off the rim. And it's on the floor again. And the Ram player just picked the ball up and put it back in the rookie's basket. Not sure who will get credit for that basket. Probably be either Kelsey Lanham or I'm not sure who the other. There was two Kinko players close by there. After Kelsey's shot just rolled off the rim, the Ram player fought for the rebound and put it up and in. Oh, when it rains, it pours. Thankfully, they're able to laugh about it. It's 28-0 rookies. Here's a shot from the right wing by the Rams. No good. Good position underneath. And the ball is up. No good on a missed layup. And Courtney Wilson runs down the rebound, and then it goes out of bounds off of Courtney's foot. So the Rams get the ball out of bounds. 4:24 to play, third quarter. 28-0 rookies. And the ball is on the floor again. And guess what? Another jump ball. That one will go to the rookies this time, I believe. One referee is pointing to the rookies, and it is indeed the rookies' ball. Inbounded by Shaylin Walker to Shauna Calvert to Danielle Carlson. Danielle drives down, looking for Kelsey Lanham. Now gets it to Shauna Calvert, back out to Shaylin Walker, and Shaylin travels as she tried to put a fake on the defender, number two, Teslin Matthews, and she's called for steps. And the ball goes over to the Rams. 4:10 left to play in the third quarter. King Cove rookies lead 28-0 in this one. As we mentioned earlier, the Susitna Valley Rams had their two leading players suspended less than 20 minutes before the game for disciplinary reasons. And so they're very shorthanded, and no doubt they weren't ready for that. And here's an errant pass out of bounds by the Rams, and the ball goes back to the rookies. Inbounded by Danielle Carlson to Shauna Calver. She drives on the right side, lobs it in for Courtney Wilson. Courtney puts her shoulder down and drives, gets tied up in there, gets it out to Shauna Calver. Shauna dribbles to Danielle in the lane for an 8-footer, and it's good. Nice shot there by Danielle, and the rookies increase their lead to 30-0. 3.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Rams bring the ball. No doubt they weren't ready for that. And here's an errant pass out of bounds by the Rams, and the ball goes back to the rookies. Inbounded by Danielle Carlson to Shauna Calver. She drives on the right side, lobs it in for Courtney Wilson. Courtney puts her shoulder down and drives, gets tied up in there, gets it out to Shauna Calver. Shauna dribbles to Danielle in the lane for an 8-footer, and it's good. Nice shot there by Danielle, and the rookies increase their lead to 30-0. 3.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Rams bring the ball up across the timeline on the left wing, back to the point. Here's lobbed over to the right wing, and a three-pointer is put up, and off the board, no good. And rebound by the Rams, no good again. Another rebound underneath, and we're going to have a foul, looks like on Courtney Wilson, and that'll be a shooting foul for number 15. Number 15 is Nikki Bartell for the Rams. She'll be at the line for two. Let's see if Nikki can get the Rams on the board. Her first one is up, off the board, rolls around and out. She'll have one more. She throws the ball out, dribbles it, sets. Her shot is up. Off the rim, no good. The Rams with the rebound. The shot is no good. And the rebound is brought down by Shaylin Walker. She heaves the pass. And it's stolen by the Rams and then goes out of bounds off of the knee of Ram player Rosemary Negus, out of bounds to the rookies. Shauna Calver calls the play, and Danielle Carlson had the wrong play. She turned and went away from the inbounds pass, and it's stolen by the Rams. They get it down and tried to save it. But it was the Rams player stepped out of bounds. That's at the far end of the court from us. Hard to see the action sometimes. Actually standing on a chair at the end of the bleachers and looking through the bars of the safety rail. Shaylin Walker with the ball on the left wing. She dribbles, reverses dribble, back to Shauna Calver, lobs it to Danielle Carlson. Danielle dribbles in. She gets trapped by two players but gets the ball out to Calver and sets a nice screen. Shauna comes around, gets it back to Danielle with a pivot in the lane. The ball to Shaylin Walker, who tries to hit Kelsey Lanham but throws the ball away, and it's intercepted by the Rams. They're coming down now, and here's a The ball's underneath. No shot's been put up yet. Number 15, and there we go. Nikki Bartel got a loose ball into the basket, banks it in for the Rams, and they have their first points of the game. And the rookies' lead is 30-2. Congratulations. Good job, Rams. And here's a block shot on Danielle Carlson. And we have a loose ball, and it's going to the rookies underneath their basket. Shauna Calver will pass the ball in bounds. Here's a nice pick by Kelsey Lanham. Courtney Wilson with the shot, but it banks off, no good. Nikki Bartel takes the ball on a fast break for the Rams. Her shot is short. The rebound in the corner is corralled there by Danielle Carlson. She brings it back up. Gets it to Calver, who gets it back to Carlson. And again, they're not on the same sheet of music there. And the ball goes out of bounds. And in for the rookies now, Raven Samuelson for Kelsey Lanham and Michaela McCallum for Danielle Carlson. Also, Honey Lou Wilson checks in for her sister, Courtney. Courtney having an excellent game for the rookies. Courtney's really worked hard this year and has come a long way during this season already. The Rams get the ball across the timeline, and there's an injury to Nikki Bartel. They called a timeout. Not sure what that was. And she's getting attention from one of the assistant coaches for the Rams. She's in a seated position. Looks like maybe she's has an inhaler. I'm guessing looks like maybe an asthma situation. And while they tend to Nikki, Raylene Kachutin continues to send on the rookies bench. She now has her warm-up on. And an ice pack behind her head with a towel. And she's moving around and talking. And appears to be doing well. Looks like she's getting her warm-up pants out. And Nikki Bartel has helped to the bench and received a nice applause from the folks here. And I think that's what it must have been. Was a looked like they had an inhaler out there from what we could see from our vantage point. Rams inbound the ball now as we get back to action. Here's a drive inside. The ball is loose on the floor. Kicked back out and knocked loose. Knocked away by Michaela McCallum. Good hustle on defense, but it goes back to the Rams. Ball is inbounds. Here's a shot, and it's rebounded. Air ball rebounded by Shauna Calver. She's going to try to take it all the way. Goes in, goes up, puts it up. Short, no good. Rebounded by, oh, and Shauna stole it back. Put a shot up off the, underneath to Shaylin Walker. Underneath to Shaylin Walker, and Shaylin scores her first basket. Nice play there by Shauna Calver, sticking with it and found Shaylin underneath, and she finished it off. 32-2, rookies lead. Here's a long shot by the Rams. Off the rim, no good. They get the rebound underneath, but the putback is off the backboard, out of bounds, and it's going to go to the Rams. 1 minute to play here in the third quarter. Shot off the rim. The ball comes out. They rebound it out near the three-point arc, and kick it onto the left wing. Here's a shot. Short, no good. The rebound by Shaylin Walker. It's knocked loose. Honey Lou Wilson picks it up and hands it to Shauna Calver. Under 1 minute to play in the third quarter. 32-2, rookies. Michaela McCallum gets the ball, bounces it back to Shauna Joe, who passes to Shaylin Walker, drives in and misses a short shot. And the loose ball goes out of bounds off of Michaela McCallum over to the Rams with 44 points in the third period. Rams bring the ball across the time. It's stolen away by Shaylin Walker. She passes it, puts it up, and good! Nice play by these two freshmen. Very unselfish. Shaylin could have taken that one herself, but she passed it off to her teammate, and both of them are now in the scorebook, and it's 34-2 Rams. Here's a pass underneath by the Rams, or 34-2 rookies, leading the Rams, I'm sorry, and the Rams just had a turnover under the basket as their pass went out of bounds, and with under 20 seconds to go, Shauna Calver brings the ball across the timeline, lobs the pass down to Raven Samuelson, but Raven's only about 5'6", not 7'6", so she couldn't reach that one, and it bangs out of the far wall out of bounds. Rams ball with under 10 seconds of play. They bring it across the timeline. Here's a pass, a turn, another pass inside, and the ball is taken off by Shauna Calver. The clock ticks down. She launches a three, but it's going to be short as a buzzer sounds to end the third period of action. With the score after three periods, the King Cove Rookies 34, the Susitna Valley Rams 2. And we're going to take a one-minute break, and we'll be back with you for fourth quarter action here in just a moment on KSDP Radio, 830 AM, Sandpoint, King Cove, Alaska.
All righty. Thank you so much, Rob. I'll talk to you here in just a bit. Let's take a break and rest your voice, okay?
Sounds good. I'll grab some water and be right back.
All righty.